Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Hello, this is Stephen O'Doherty. Freedom of the press is closely related to freedom of speech, and both are important to underpin democracy. Freedom of the press is vital for any just and open society. But in many countries, journalists pay a high price for our right to know. Every year there are journalists killed covering war, terrorism and other dangerous events. Many reporters are assassinated or kidnapped because their reporting is opposed to those in power. Amnesty International monitors many aspects of human rights, and their latest campaign highlights the dire situation faced by journalists in Turkey following the attempted coup in 2016. Michael Hayworth from the Brisbane Amnesty International office argues that even in Australia, our press freedom is sometimes compromised by administrative and policy restrictions.
There's a number of provisions here that fail to protect whistleblowers, things like people talking about some of the human rights abuses that happen on Manus or Nauru, liable to get up to 2 years in prison, some surveillance by the Australian Federal Police that's been going on, and also things like some certain provisions in the ACO Act, limit that right to free speech and right to free press that we have.
Well, we know that ASIO, in fact, blew the whistle on itself about a week ago by saying, oops, we've accidentally tapped a journalist's phone. What questions did that raise for you?
Well, it raised a lot of questions. And one of the key questions that I think comes up for a lot of people is, what am I going to say if I know that I'm being listened to? And that's certainly, we've seen that with journalists around the world, whether it's a place like Turkey or a place like Fiji, where we know the government is listening to people, people tend to start to self-censor. And it slowly but surely chips away at our right to a free press and to access all the information we need to access to properly participate in our government and society.
Well, here we are, Michael, talking about freedom of speech in a country like Australia where we can have these fine debates. But if you're in Turkey, it's even a much more black and white argument than that. There are now how many journalists currently locked up in Turkey because of the failed coup attempt in July last year?
We've seen 120 journalists jailed since the failed coup attempt. And it really is outrageous to think that these are journalists who almost exclusively don't support the government's point of view. It just so happens that they might have said something, published something, even simple things like tweeted something that the government disagrees with, and they've been dragged into this crackdown by the Turkish government. When Turkey's out there having elections, when they're having referendums, all these sorts of things, and they continually squash the free press, you have to question, are people being able to get all the information that they need? Is there genuinely freedom of speech in the country when they've locked up 120 journalists? They've shut down 156 separate news organisations, and they've laid off academics, public servants, journalists, the whole lot, in an attempt to really squash any dissent from the government's current viewpoint.
Just finally, Michael, would you care to reflect on the fact that we're losing, even apart from things that can happen to journalists by agencies of government, we actually are losing the number of independent sources of information in our society because of disruption of digital media, disruption therefore of the business model of traditional press organisations, and even in our time, a very large number of journalists about to be laid off at Fairfax, for instance.
Definitely, the shifting media landscape is definitely a huge challenge. People move, and whether or not we're getting the same access to journalism and debates about, the in-depth use of sources and research and that sort of stuff, I think are going to continue for years, if not decades, to come. The really critical thing for Amnesty, and the critical thing I think for each of us, is that we can get news and information that's relevant to us, it's relevant to our daily lives, it's relevant to decisions that might impact us, and also relevant to our community and our sort of local scope of knowledge. Being able to get that is really critical, and that's why we've seen podcasts, audio radio really take off. We've seen a lot of new news media doing things differently and shaking things up really start to pick up some of the scene, because I know that there is a thirst for information that affects us. I'm a bit of a junkie. I look through the news every morning. I go and really, really, really read it all and have an absolute thirst for it. Different people are different in taste, but I think fundamentally, no matter how the pieces on the board shift, people still need to know what affects them and what affects their community. And that's why it's so critical that we maintain and uphold the freedom of the press and ensure that we not only protect it abroad, but protect it here at home as well, and see if we can't push the boundaries a little bit further to make sure that we get the information that we need for ourselves, our lives and our community.